Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam.
Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
We're very lucky because our entertainment news reporter, Ginny, is actually live in studio this week.
I'm like giggling in my little tights at the moment, if that is a saying. If it's not a saying, it now is a saying. You're Rising Up with Ginny and Adam on Joy 94.9. I'm very excited to have you in the studio live.
Banana Man himself, Mr. Brian Peel. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. How are you all?
Oh, we're really excited. Love getting some entertainment goss just after the Oscars have come up. Did you watch it, Brizy?
I did watch it. How good was that?
Oh, Kate Blanchett. Couldn't be prouder of her at the moment.
Yeah, she brought home the bacon, didn't she?
The bacon.
Anyway, we better get stuck into the celebrity news. Now, I know that Ginny's got a constant craving for this first one straight up.
Who said that? It's like a stereotypical thing that every lesbian in their life either has a crush on Angelina Jolie or Katie Lang. Mm-hmm. I was on the Angelina Jolie side, but Adam, I will take that.
yeah, it's KD Lang this time. KD Lang's actually taken a lead in a brand new Broadway show, which is called After Midnight. And
oh, hello.
Yeah, After Midnight. It's been given 4 stars on stagedesign.com, which is a big website over in the New York. And they're saying that... the joint was jumping with non-stop joy. How's that? And KD Lang in the role of a special guest star performing up until March the 9th before Toni Braxton actually takes over from March the 18th to 30, and then Vanessa Williams will take on the lead role from the 1st of April. So that's a big stage show on Broadway. But in other news for KD, she's actually launched an app which is called Stop, Breathe and Think. I think we've all done that at some point.
Not on Rise Up Breakfast, that's for sure.
We definitely don't breathe.
No. And it's an app that's, apparently it's been called a simple and friendly tool to guide people of all ages and backgrounds through meditations for mindfulness and compassion.
KD Lang on the hippie path. Who would have thought?
And the app was basically developed to apply kindness and compassion into your daily life, which is through 10 minutes a day. And it's number one and number two on the iPad and iPhone in the App Store, and it is a freebie, so you can download that one for nothing.
See, lesbians, they're so loyal. Mm. One of their sisters released an app. Yep, we're on it.
Straight onto it.
Tell your wives that you've met 2 weeks ago. Speaking of the No Hate campaign, KD Lang posing for Annie Lennox, her No Hate photo was recently released. She's got some news coming out.
She has. Yeah, look, Annie Lennox, she got together with Dave Stewart, reforming the Eurythmics group for a very special Beatles tribute show in America not too long ago. But Annie's actually quite a big HIV/AIDS campaigner for TAC, which is a Treatment Action Campaign, and also SING, which are actually organisations that they raise the global awareness about the impact of HIV in women and children, and also mainly focusing of those ladies in South Africa, Malawi and the UK, but also the organisation provides financial support for the countries to ensure that HIV positive women and children have access to treatments and care, whatever they need, basically, to get them back on the road. Last Friday, though, Ginny, she tweeted her No Hate campaign photo as well. So she is another No Hate campaign supporter.
Yeah, her photo came out recently. I saw that. She's probably one of the only ones who get away with not wearing white for that campaign.
Yes.
What colour did she wear?
She wore like a different colour top. We'll actually pop it up on our Twitter at Rise Up on Joy and our Facebook, facebook.com/RiseUpBreakfast, if you want to check out Annie Lennox's No Hate photo.
Yeah, 24,000 likes that one got. So yeah,
wow.
Global advocate for peace.
That's awesome. Now let's come a bit closer to home. The only woman that can pull off a segue from a retired man to a fire station is Sandra Sully.
Yeah.
Sandra Sully. You have to say a name like that, or Sandra Sultry.
Yeah. Yeah, like Sandra Sully, a lot of respect for this lady. She's a journalist and senior editor for 10 News, and also a co-host for a popular crime show, Wanted, with the very lovely Matt Doran. So, yeah, she's been busy doing that, but also she's very passionate about her role in delivering news to the world. And she's also been part of some major network events in her time there, delivering news via 10, including, you know, September 11, and also the first woman to co-host the broadcast of the Melbourne Cup. So,
wow.
Yeah, good on Sandra for doing that one.
You don't see many Sheilas behind the mic during that event, I have to say. I mean, you see them.
They're too busy in their big hats drinking champagne.
Exactly, and around the horses parading around.
Too much testosterone.
Nay, she is no longer one of those.
No, so yeah, good on Sandra for doing that. But also her recently she actually posed with a few other local TV presenters and media personalities. Last week, throwing some extra weight behind a global campaign, which is to actually help free 20 jailed Al Jazeera staff in Egypt, which includes the Aussie Peter Grest, using the Free AJ Staff hashtag on social media. So it was actually great to see rival networks come together in silent protest. And Carl Stefanovic and George Negus also joined Sandra Sully on this little project. So hats off to Sandra. She's doing an amazing job.
Well, that's fantastic. Claudia Carvin, now she's one of our A-listers here in Australia. She's making a return to the small screen tonight.
She is, yes. Claudia Carvin, she has been one of the country's most professional actresses for nearly 30 years, which includes The Secret Life of Us, Puberty Blues, Time of Our Lives, and also Love My Way, which is a very big favourite TV series of mine. Yes, but Claudia Carvin, her loyalty to Australian film and TV has been outstanding. She's managed to carve quite a successful life right here in the country without having to chase the bright lights of Hollywood. So unlike Nicole Kidman and Naomi Watts and Cate Blanchett, well, even though Cate Blanchett took home a couple of gongs just the other night.
Yeah.
Claudia Carvin's remained loyal to the country. But close with old friends, Rebecca Gibney, Asha Keddie and Dan Wiley, and also Susie Porter. So she's got quite a positive attitude to work. I can also report late news is that Claudia's character, Judy Vickers, actually returns tonight on Puberty Blues, which comes back on the network, 10, at 8:30. And also Dan Wiley and Susie Porter also centre stage on that show. So
thank you so much, Brian, for bringing us up to date with the latest in celebrity news that's happening around the globe and in Australia. For more exciting tidbits of news, exclusives and interviews, or if you just want to see Brian in front of his New York backdrop, head to theaussieword.com.
This is Gideon Adam on Rise Up.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise Up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.